I'm Jamie Gennaro, and this is Business for Humans. Let's talk about taking your business to a new level without the suits and without being a robot. Here, you can be yourself, you can be imperfect, you can be flawed, and you can still have raging success. So let's go. Hello. As promised, if you listened to the last podcast episode, this is the future podcast episode that I was referring to. This is your 0 to 10,000 podcast. So this leap, if you listened to last week, this leap is slightly harder than the next one. And it doesn't seem like it should be. And I don't want you going into it thinking that means it's impossible. It's 100% not. But this is a different phase of the business, because once you get income into the business and you've cracked that up and you've figured it out, then you just have to keep growing and optimizing. And that's a different skill and sort of a different path than going from not making any revenue to making some revenue. What I want to say here too is that it's going to take some time. So be ready. Be prepared for the things coming down the pike so that when they come, you're like, oh, yeah, that's totally expected. Instead of, oh, that's disappointing. Oh, that's disappointing, right? You want it to feel expected. I saw a video of an actress the other day, and she was talking about how when she was young, her grandma told her that it takes 64 auditions to get a part. And so when her granddaughter started going into acting, she had that number in the back of her head. So every rejection was just like the next number, getting her closer to 64. So she got her first job at audition 45. So that was like a huge win. But her agent was like, how did you keep going? Most people would have quit by then. She was like, oh, I hadn't hit 64 yet. So this is the mindset you want to go into as you're launching a business or launching a program or launching yourself from zero revenue to some revenue. And we're not going to go from zero to 10,000 overnight. Maybe we will. I mean, if your product that you're selling costs 10,000 bucks, then we'll get you there. But I think it's going to be slightly easier to transition into that. And so to have a smaller, something costs less than 10 grand, because that's a totally different level. But not to say you can't get there. But I want you to be ready for it to take a while, and what I like to call the nurturing phase or the seed planting stage. So you need to find people and then nurture them to the sale. And in the very beginning, when you don't have a network, and you don't have an email list, and you don't have really anyone who knows what you're doing, I want you to take this step that a lot of people skip. This step is the most important step in this journey. Don't build a website. This is not what you're going to do, okay? We're going to lay it down into five steps, and none of those five steps is a website. So, as I discussed in my last podcast episode, there's a phase of this, which is defining your product and defining your service. And it needs to feel aligned with who you are. So go back to that podcast and listen to that piece, which is towards the end of the podcast. Getting aligned with what it is that you're selling. You need to align to it. And once you align to it, you're going to know who in your world, who in your ecosystem, not three steps out on LinkedIn, the people directly connected to you, who on that list has the same pain point that you had, that you are solving for, and will resonate with this thing that you're offering. That's it. Who in your ecosystem? Start first with your very intimate ecosystem. And people skip this, but please don't skip it. You might feel self-conscious, like coming from a corporate job, for instance, and going into life coaching. This is something I hear a lot. I'm not ready to like quote unquote come out and tell people what I'm doing. If you're not ready to come out, then there might be a misalignment with what it is that you're offering. Because if you're scared to come forward with what it is, then it might not be really well aligned. So for instance, when I went from, I wouldn't call it corporate, but when I went from agency life into coaching, I couldn't call myself a life coach. I did some life coach training, but I wasn't ready to make that leap into I'm a life coach because it didn't align. I was like, I'm not a life coach. That's not what we're doing here. I'm helping people with mindset shifts and transformation in their life. And there's a halo effect outside of their work, but really I'm trying to remove their pain at work. And I'm trying to encourage them to go down a path that the only thing that's keeping them from it is fear. Like, let's help people launch businesses, right? They can do it. It's just fear standing in their way. So this is something that you want to make sure you're telling people, because you don't know if your second cousin twice removed that you saw at Christmas last year has a friend who is the exact right person for you to be offering this service or product to. So go first to your very immediate circle. This is your friends and family. This is when we look for angel investment in a business. This is the group we go to first. This is your support network. So make sure that you know how you want to talk about what you're doing. So number one is identifying what it is that you're doing, making sure it aligns with you. Find the people who it might resonate with, and then figure out how you want to talk about it. This is not a website. It's not a Facebook group. This is an email. Maybe a letter, right? It could also be something on paper, analog. Do not go out and try to do this on some kind of platform. This is a very intimate, one-to-one, direct contact. It can be a phone call. It can be a party. You want to tell the people you're closest to that you are shifting into this business. This is what you're offering. And here's some information about how to learn more, how to set up a call or purchase the product. Make sure there's the quote unquote call to action at the end of whatever this is that you're sending out to these people. This is not a mass email using an email platform. Don't complicate this. This is I've defined who I am and how I'm connected to this. There's a pain point I think you have, and here's how I want to offer support for this pain point. If you are selling a skincare product, right? What's the pain point? Dry skin in the winter. Everyone has that problem, right? Hey, family, I just want you to know, I just created this product line. Here's a sample, or here's where you can purchase, and here's where you can share it with your friends. I just want to tell you, here's what I'm doing. Seriously, this is your most intimate circle. You don't have to have a flashy website to sell something to this group. I mean, just think about Girl Scout cookies, right? They just go door to door and they're like, we've got some cookies. You like sugar. We're here to serve you. Here's the sugar. And you're like, and it goes to a good cause. Boom. Like, no questions asked. Like, I will buy cookies at any moment. If you have a kid who's selling cookies, okay, we don't have Girl Scout cookies here. If I can send you money and you can ship them to the Netherlands, put me on your list, okay? You have a new customer. So this is the thing. It just needs to be very, like a very intimate request, sign up sheet, whatever you want to do. Just imagine you're selling Girl Scout cookies. It doesn't need to be flashy, okay? That's step one to this. It's very possible that you're going to go from zero to some money from this one email. So the thing you need to make sure that you have dialed in before you send this email, I will write these steps in order because I go a little bit up and down. The thing you need to have is a way for people to pay you money. So in the US, it might be, I think it's called Square, It might be Stripe. It might be some kind of online, other online payment platform. You need to have a way to receive money. So that means if you've launched a business, I really hope that you officially launched the business. Don't start this process until you actually have a registered business, because you can't legally accept money unless you have a registered business, up to a certain amount, of course. So have all that in place before you go from zero to wanting to get money. So I'm not even going to spend time going there. I'm assuming you have a registered business and a bank account and those things. Okay. So this isn't like the very, very first steps. This is from zero to making money. So that stuff is, I'm assuming all the legal stuff has been done, but make sure your payment platform's set up before you go out asking people for money, because then you can have a direct link to purchase here. And that can all happen through an online payment platform. You don't have to have a website. And the only reason I'm discouraging a website is because it's something that it really slows people down. Websites can cost money. They can also not cost money. It depends on how adept you are and willing to kind of get in there and dive in and spend time there. But it's such a time suck, and it's not necessarily going to guarantee that you're going to make money. So wait, of course, eventually you need one. It's not going to, once you make a little bit of money, it's not going to take much time for you to be like, I need a website. I just don't want you to think that's the first step, because that is just a, it's like, this is a really weird metaphor, but like the lipstick on a pig metaphor, like you're putting lipstick on something that doesn't even exist yet. So don't worry about it being flashy. You just have to have a really solid product. Like that's what we're doing here. You have to believe in what it is that you're selling. So that it's your belief that's selling it, not a website, right? That's the belief we got to work on. The website will come. And it will change and it will evolve. So don't worry about that part yet. Just get in touch with your most intimate group. And now you get in touch with your next group, not your most intimate, but now we're at level two. So if you're on LinkedIn, this is a LinkedIn post. This is a, hey, everybody, now I'm really coming out of the closet. This is what I'm doing now. The coming out post is super successful for people. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's your one shot, but it is, you want to take your time with this because it is your moment to say, here I am. This is what I'm doing. So make sure you have a way to talk about what you're doing, a way to talk about your product or service, and a way for people to learn more, call you, or directly purchase the product. This is going to be huge if you have any type of network on LinkedIn. If you don't, then you want to go to your level two network, which means like anyone you work with, right? So it's not your most intimate, but it's like colleagues, former colleagues, anyone who's ever been in your professional ecosystem. It's time to pull up all those old references, all your old bosses, all your old coworkers, everybody that you've had a touch point with. And I like to say professionally, because if you go after people who like you went on a date with 6 months ago, they might just not be your right people. But colleagues and coworkers is great, because again, it's more an announcement. And now they know what you're doing, and now they can become a referral source for you. And they might also want to purchase. But you want to, you know, obviously focus on people who might have the same pain point, because they're going to probably convert really quickly because they know you, they have trust in you, and they're willing to just support your new small business, right? Like there's a part of that, like the Girl Scout cookie thing, you know that your purchase is also going towards something. It's like, oh, my purchase is also going towards supporting someone I know to get their business off the ground. Great, great use of money. And I get this cherry on top by getting this cool program or whatever the thing is that you're selling, right? So that piece of just getting out and making the announcement is going to get you from zero to something. And guess what? There's very little time wasted along the way from zero to any amount of money. And whatever amount of money you make, I want you to celebrate. I don't care if it's $1, euro, pound, or two, or 10, you just made your first money in your business. It's like a lemonade stand. You know, if you make any money on a lemonade stand, it's a freaking win, right? Because you can stand out there all day. It could be the wrong weather for lemonade and nobody's going to buy it. But if you get out there and on a rainy day and one person buys a lemonade, that's a freaking win. And if you get out there in the right neighborhood with the right weather, you're going to sell out, right? So that's this game, is just right people, right place, right time for the right product or service. You're going to have to figure that out along the way, but start with this smaller group of people, because I don't want you to just send out one email, okay? Now this is your email list. So it's not that I want you to bombard them or spam them, but you've reached out once. If they're like, hey, I'm really not interested, like, please don't contact me again, don't ever contact them again. But some people are like, oh, that's cool, like, keep me posted. Now you have, maybe you have 5, maybe you have 10 people on your email list. Now you can create a consistent reach out to them. So here's a good example. Let's say you have a program and this program or course is starting in a month. So you've sent out the first kind of like, hey, I'm coming out. Here's the thing starts in a month, blah, 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 right? Well, now you can kind of give them these consistent touch points like, hey, the program starts. Maybe it's once a week, maybe it's every 2 weeks, but give them this sense of urgency. And here's what I'm going to say about a sense of urgency. I used to think it was a terrible marketing tool. And of course, there are ways to do it that are terrible. But one of my clients actually told me that when I sent them the email after our discovery call, and I said, hey, time's running out. You actually only have till next Friday to sign up, because I was closing registration for my coaching. She was like, I was so happy that you sent out that email, because I would have just sat on it. Like, you gave me the information and I wasn't ready to make a decision and I would have just sat on it. But because you sent me that email and then you followed up like on the next Wednesday and you said, hey, you only have 2 more days. Like, are you ready? Like, you want to do this? It helped her make the decision. She was like, thank God you did that. Because I was like, you know what? I like her. I want to do this. I'm ready to do this. I got to jump in. I have to make my decision now. Okay, I'm going to do it. So I've always thought of it as sort of a pain. It's a pain for people who aren't interested and they have the option to unsubscribe or to tell you they're not interested in it. But for the people who are, it's actually like a huge motivator to tell them like, time's running out. Get in there. Like, you know, do it now. I believe in you. Like, you should jump on it. You're running out of time. It can be a really positive thing. So now that you have this small group of people that you can, you know, remind that this thing is starting, this sense of urgency that there's a day when they need to sign up by, or a day, you know, if they know anybody who's interested in this is the deadline. Another great way to encourage this group, because they're so special to you, right? And you're not going to like, you don't want to oversaturate them or take advantage of them. But another great thing, because they're your people, is to offer them a discount. Don't discount the price ahead of time. Tell them what the price is and say, because you're my intimate group, here's my special offer for you only, for this only amount of time. You are part of my like special VIP group. This is how much it costs, but I want to offer it at this much. Now, I know these seem like, you know, marketing tactics you see all the time. But again, it's like, it's not bullshit. Like, it's not like, I mean, yes, there's a bullshit component because you can make the price whatever you want. But at the same time, you're like, you know what? Like, I've decided to set the price here for a reason. And also, like, I really value this group. Like, I want to give you guys something. And here's what I want to do. Now, here's a mistake that a lot of new entrepreneurs make. They low ball their first offer, their first program. This is where coaching fills the gap. Make sure you're in a mindset of asking for your worth, right? Whatever your skills and talents are, don't demean yourself by devaluing those skills and talents by undervaluing your service or offer. If you believe that this is going to help people and change them and support them through a certain pain point that they're having, charge appropriately. And what I mean by that is you are a person who needs to survive in a world where money is how we survive. So don't get yourself into a scarcity place where you're barely breaking even or you're not even breaking even. Like, it seems weird to say that, but there are so many entrepreneurs and artists who work for free, and it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay for me to accept a service from someone without paying them. It just isn't. They're doing something out of the, you know, they're taking time away from their family. They're taking time away from other things to serve me. I owe them the respect to pay them an amount of money that's going to put food on their table and not keep food from them, right? I mean, I have worked through this issue with a lot of startup entrepreneurs and artists and a lot of women. And we start out in this place of wanting to be purpose-driven and purpose-led and make impact. And we want to serve and we want to be nurturing. And we think that we shouldn't be nurturing ourselves or asking for what we're worth. So don't lowball yourself from the beginning, and don't start with a number that just feels comfortable or that you're too scared to ask for a certain number. Just start with a number that is going to feed you, right? If you think about your last job, just dial it down, right? I mean, just ask for the number that is going to keep you thriving and surviving. Like, we get to say no, right? It's my choice to say no if I feel like if it's too expensive. And that's my choice. Don't think that everyone's going to say no. I said this last week in my podcast. I get clients who come in and they're like, it's too expensive. And I get clients that come in and they're like, holy crap, that's really cheap. It just runs the gamut. You just never know. And I don't want to decide ahead of time for people if they think it's expensive or they think it's cheap. I've priced it at a point where I feel like I'm appropriately valuing my service. I could probably charge a lot more, but I feel like it's, to me, I also want to provide something that feels equivalent to what I'm offering. So I don't want to, I feel like if I was charging more, I'd be giving more. There would be more deliverables or something. I feel like I just would feel out of alignment with the way I coach if I was charging more, and I've gotten charged more and I didn't necessarily see the value from being charged more than the value I'm providing. So I feel really comfortable. Like, I feel like I'm charging the amount that is suitable for my experience level and also in a range where I think it's possible for people that are ready to invest in running their own business and ready to see that investment turn into something bigger. So, and I have a lot of confidence that they will. I'm growing people's businesses to, you know, 1 million or 5 million or 10 million. So I feel very confident that that money will be returned. If I didn't, I wouldn't feel comfortable selling at that price point. So just don't lowball yourself. Set yourself up at a price point that feels good. And then for this group, you can discount it. Don't discount it 50%. I would say don't go below 10%. Because then it's like, what's the point? Like, if you're going to discount it like 75%, then you're already in that mindset of lowballing yourself. So it's okay. Like, 10% is great. It's a gift, right? I'm gifting you this because I think you're amazing. And I also think that you could get something out of this. So this is the zero to 10,000 jump, and be ready for it to take some time. Give yourself at the minimum, it's so hard actually. I'm going to say give yourself 8 months. If it happens before that, you're going to be really happy. But if you're prepared for 8 months of testing and trialing and honing in and talking to your people and finding more people and deciding, you know, where else you might want to be showing up, everything can be through email. You can have your whole service or product all in an email, and you can cut and paste that email, copy paste it, whatever. If you want to use an email platform, just keep it intimate, keep it one-on-one. Don't do a template that's like, feels very impersonal. In this stage of 0 to 10,000, keep it personal. Keep it really connected. Keep it clear that you know them and you know what they might be needing, and this might be a solution to their problem, or it might be something they can share with people. But give yourself some time to figure this part out. This is a big jump, and it shouldn't be rushed, and you shouldn't be coming up with constant new programs and services because one isn't working. Find one, align to it, and hold on to that for at least 8 months. And I know that you're thinking that's too long. There might be some passive income streams that aren't, you know, that don't take that much time. I don't have any success with that, with like something passive and then thinking I should just rush it. I feel like this process is the same. Even if you're setting up like an Etsy shop, you still have to go through these steps because you have to create traffic. I mean, you have to create a community of people who are interested in what you're selling, what you're offering, and then you can drive them anywhere, right? You can drive them to an Etsy shop, you can drive them to an art museum, you can drive them anywhere, but you need to start with cultivating this group of people who know what you're doing, and they're going to share the information and get the word out. So give yourself time, give yourself grace, get yourself a coach. They're going to help you when you start to get scared and you want to jump. They're going to help you remember that it's 64 auditions, right? You're going to send out a lot of emails before you get one client or one product sold. But as soon as you do, when you go door to door selling Girl Scout cookies, strangely, I don't know how, but some people say no. And you might have to go to a lot of doors before you get that first sale, but it's worth it. That first sale is so rewarding. You have to celebrate that first sale. You have to recognize what you just did. You just went from zero of having nothing to making money, basically inventing your own job, doing your own thing, selling your own product. Like, that is a huge, huge deal. Huge. Again, I don't care if it's $1, $2, $10, dollars, euros, pounds. I don't care how much it is. Celebrate that first income into your business. That first dollar is massive because you did that on your own without an employer, without, I don't know, any support, without investment potentially. I mean, if you're really working hard to get from zero to 10,000 in your business, you likely don't have investment funds because you're a self-starter, solopreneur, and every cent that you drive in your business counts. And that leap from zero to 10 is 100% the hardest. It's going to take the longest. You're going to have to do a bunch of webinars. You're going to have to send a bunch of emails. You're going to talk to a bunch of people. You're going to have to try to get the word out in all these different ways. And then once you have sold something, you start investing in things like websites and advertising and platforms. And then you can go listen to last week's episode. But don't spend any money until you've made some money. That's my mantra. You don't have to. I mean, you do have to. I mean, there are certain things, right? You're spending money on electricity, right? It's not like 100% free, but don't go out and spend money if you don't have to. Even a webinar can be something. It can be a free Zoom call. I think the free call is 45 minutes, right? You can do something like that. You can do, there are lots of, I think Google is free, right? Find all your free options. If you want to do like a Q&A call with people or a discovery call with people, find all the ways you can do that for free before you invest any money. But you're going to have to do some trialing and testing. And I'm telling you, if you start with that first intimate group and you keep them posted and you keep emailing them consistently through this first thing that you're trying to sell without spamming, but sending them relevant information and a little bit of a sense of urgency. Like, if you want to get involved, this is the deadline. And the same with Girl Scout cookies. I love this metaphor because it's the same thing. They only come around once a year, right? You're like, this is it. If I don't get it now, I'm not going to get another chance. Like, they're not at the store, right? So there should be a sense of urgency, even with your people, even with your intimate group. So try that on. Try this group, try this email. If you need help with messaging or you're going into a mindset slump where you're not getting anything done, then give me a call, send me an email. Somebody's calling me right now. So, hey, somebody needs my help. And we'll work through it. So good luck. I'm so excited for you to make $10,000 in your business. It's going to happen. And I will leave it at that. Talk to you next week. Are you looking to level up your leadership skills, build more confidence, be able to guide and train your colleagues or team to be better leaders? Then I want you to look into my coach training program. This is a 6-week program starting on April 2nd, and it's invite only. So we'll get on a call and talk through whether or not this is a good fit for you. You'll leave with a certification to be able to coach inside of your organization. This is a way for you to strengthen your skills and maybe even potentially break out on your own to become a leadership trainer or a leadership coach in your own business. Set up a call now to reserve your spot for the Leadership Coach Training Program. You've been listening to Business for Humans. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and please leave a review so that other business owners can find the show. Learn more at practica.consulting.